He was just a kid, a little redhead, pug-nosed kid. And though he was his mother's pride and joy, he was worse than Peck's bad boy. I lived right next door, beside the village grocery store. And we went to school together, as in days of yore. Freckles was his name. He always used to get the blame for every broken window pane. Oh, how they'd yank him and spank him. He would tease the girls when in school he'd pull their pearls. And though his marks were lower than kids much slower, his mark was perfect with the old bean blower. People used to coax young Freckles not to play his joke. The way he fooled the village folk, it was a shame. And when the teacher found a jack on a chair, though 100 children were there, everybody said Freckles, he always got the blame. In a marble game, he'd shoot and never miss his aim. At spinning tops, that kid was sure to win. His top had the longest spin. At the swimming place, you'd always see his grinning face. And down at the old church picnic, he'd win every race. Freckles was his name. He always used to get the blame for every broken window pane. Oh, how they'd yank him and spank him. He would tease the girls when in school he'd pull their pearls. And though his locks were lower, the kids much slower, his mark was perfect with the old bean blower. People used to coax young Freckles not to play his joke. The way he fooled the village folk, it was a shame. And when a dog had tin cans tied to its tail, it was never known to have failed. Everybody said Freckles, he always got the blame.